On Coast Arts over the last 18 months, I've talked to lots of interesting people around the coast about different aspects and involvement in the arts. And today, it's another really interesting person who I met at a conference recently. It's Lisa Butler, and Lisa Butler runs a music consulting business, does lots of different things. She's based in Woi Woi, born and raised on the Central Coast, lived in a few different parts of Australia, but being back on the coast for quite a while now. And great to be with you here today, Lisa.
Oh, it's lovely to be here with you, Merida. Thank you for asking.
One of the things people probably will remember, it's the Australian Songwriters Conference, which has been held 3 times on the coast now. Let's tell people first about that and how you came to put that on.
The conference was run in 2008, 9 and 10, and it began because as a songwriter, there was nothing like it here on the Central Coast, there was nothing like it in Australia. I went to a couple of conferences overseas, and they're very popular in America and also in various parts of Europe. And knowing that we have such a talent pool here of songwriters, and that there wasn't really anything here supporting them, any workshops, except in the main metropolitan areas, I've really felt led to try and run an event myself. And as a writer and going to big events overseas, I could see what was working for me as a writer and what wasn't. And so I took various aspects of those events that I had been to and also added my own ideas to that, and that's how the conference came about. I basically set about wanting to help our talented writers to become better at their craft and to become more viable as writers overseas as well. A lot of our artists go overseas to write with the US writers or, you know, in the UK, and we have such an amazing amount of talented writers here. I really wanted to try and lift the profile of Australian songwriters. For years, you know, we've heard about the singer-songwriter, and there are lots of singer-songwriters here in Australia. We're very fortunate that we have got a lot of amazingly talented performing writers here. But we also have a lot of non-performing writers, and they would always get lost in the mix. And yet in America, they're revered. In the UK, they're revered. And so our singers would go over there. And what really happened was, with the advent of television shows like first, you know, Australian Idol, and then, you know, Australia's Got Talent and X Factor, and now The Voice, these sort of shows are showing off our singing talent. But a lot of these singers, young singers coming up through ranks, they don't know how to write, and they need help with that. They need great songwriters to work with, you know, if they're going to have original material. And what happens is the record labels send them overseas to writers over there. And with the conference, I really wanted to build our profile as a nation of amazing songwriters and bring those artists back to us here and write with our own. And maybe even encourage overseas artists to come and want to write with our writers here. So, yeah, that was the main reason for wanting to run the conference, was basically to support the wonderful talent we have.
And you got some really great speakers to come along to the conference.
I was very fortunate. I remember ringing a colleague of mine who at the time was the A&R manager of BMG Music in Sydney, and saying to her, I want to run this event, can you help me? I want to invite such and such and such and such. She said, I can help you with some of those. And so we, you know, for that first event, we had people like Adrian Hannon, who is probably one of Australia's top pop rock producers, and his wife, Barbara, who's one of our top songwriters in that genre. You know, they've worked with everyone from Kylie Minogue through to Guy Sebastian and all sorts of people. And they came, and they were speakers at the event, and we had people like Bill Chambers. And what I try to do is have speakers in each of the most popular genres. And everyone came to them, even like the country writers, you know, who might have gone to see Bill, also came to see the pop writers, the people like Gary Pinto and so on. Over the years and throughout the conferences, we've had Andrew Farris from INXS, which was incredible. I mean, Andrew is so inspiring. He's such an amazing songwriter and obviously performer. But, you know, for most people, Michael Hutchins was the one in the limelight. He was the spokesperson and so on. it's not, unless you're an In Excess fan, you know, you probably don't realise that all of their big hits were co-written by Michael and Andrew together. So having him come in and walk us through his personal process was unbelievable.
On Coast Arts today, I'm talking to Lisa Butler, writer, music industry consultant and coach, and founder of the Australian Songwriters Conference. You're on Coast Arts with Meredith Gilmore. So the last Australian Songwriters Conference was held in June 2010. Are there plans for any more, Lisa?
You know, I'm always planning for another conference. I would love to have another conference. The only reason there's not one in the right in the works at the moment is the money side of it. You know, the event itself was hugely successful. It has, within three events, become known as one of the best songwriting events in the world, which is huge. Unfortunately, it never really attracted much in the way of financial sponsorship. So the only way that we're going to have another event is if we can find, you know, a couple of major sponsors to help pay for it. I recognise that changes would have to be made to the event. You know, I've been running it here on the Central Coast because I wanted to support my local community as well as support songwriters. And I want to bring people here. It's a great place to be. And everyone who comes here from with the conference who've never been here before, they love it. And I know that a number of them have been back since the conference to holiday here because they just loved it so much. But the reality is that we don't have venues here that are big enough for me to have a really big event attendance-wise for sponsors to be interested. You know, a sponsor is not going to put $10,000 or $15,000 into an event that only 200 people are going to. It's just not going to happen, and I understand that. So I think if for the event to survive and to continue on and hopefully thrive and become self-supporting to a degree, it really needs to be moved to one of the capital cities and to a really big venue so I can reduce the fees for the conference right down and have lots more people come.
So just really the cost structure's the issue.
I mean, if I can have 1,500 people at an event, then sponsors will be more interested. Plus, we always wanted to have a big Saturday night, you know, concert. And you can do that in a really big venue and have, you know, some of our amazing faculty and our wonderful talented attendees perform, as well as have some of Australia's, you know, top names come in and share the stage as well. So there's so much I would love to do with the event, but it takes money, and you know, that's the crux of it.
I'm talking today on Coast Arts to Lisa Butler, who's a writer and a music industry consultant and coach. Now, Lisa, how did you get into this? You know, when did music start to be a part of your life?
Music's always been a part of my life. My mum was a local singer. She was a compere. She, when I was born, she was performing already. She was in the Miss Australia Quest when she was younger, and the music and the singing kind of followed on from that. So it's always been around me. It was just a natural thing for me to fall into. I wrote a lot of poetry when I was young. I'm talking like pre-teens and into my early teens. And that was mainly as an outlet, an escape, if you like, from a life I wasn't terribly happy in at the time. And in my teens, I asked Mum to show me how to play chords on the piano. And she did, and I started learning how to play a little, and that's when I started writing songs. You know, I started, I took a poem that I had written, and I turned it into a song. Looking back at it now, it was a horrible song. It wasn't very good at all, but it was, made me feel good. It made me feel productive and creative, and so I kept writing just on and off for myself for a long time. And then in 1999, I moved up to the North Coast and I advertised for a songwriting partner. I decided I wanted to get back into it, like properly. And because I'm a wordsmith, primarily, writing the lyrics, I really needed someone who could play music well, who could compose music and record it. So I advertised and ended up working with Chris Hedford, who later became my partner, and we had our son together. Chris, amazing musician, and he could play like four or five different instruments, and he was a wonderful songwriter as well, and we started writing together, and not to perform ourselves, but to try and get our music out there to artists and into film and television and that sort of thing. And that was a really good experience for me because it taught me a lot about the industry from the point of view of a songwriter, which was very interesting. A songwriter has to put up with a lot of rejection. You've got to have a really tough hide because there's a lot of rejection. And in the end, Chris decided he wanted to move on to other things. And so I sort of stopped writing because I couldn't find anyone else to write with that I clicked with. And that's another thing when you're writing, you know, you can write with a lot of different people, but until it actually clicks with someone, it doesn't kind of gel. And that, so I never really found anyone, even though I did write, co-write with quite a few different people after that. It just didn't work. And so I kind of moved away from it for a while. And then when I moved back to the coast about 7 years ago, I already had ideas that I'd like to get back into my music again, but my son was then 2.5 years old, and I really had to focus on him. I was struggling myself. I was struggling with depression, postnatal depression at that point. So I kind of had walked away from it for a while. And then one evening, I was sitting in front of the computer just surfing, thinking I'd like to maybe do some songwriting again, and what's out there now? I've been out of it for a little while. And I came across an article, an interview online, which was with Jason Blum, who is an amazing hit songwriter, best-selling author of songwriting books, and teacher. I read the article, I was amazed. I thought, this guy is fantastic. And he was doing a cruise, a songwriter's cruise, the Texas songwriter's cruise in the US. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'd love to go that. And here I am, I'm depressed with a 2.5-year-old child, no money. We had no money. And I want to go on this cruise to the US on my own. I've never been anywhere on my own. But I don't know. It was the deepest desire. And I just somehow knew I could do it. I could somehow get there. And I had about 10 months to do it. And I did. The money came to me in all sorts of different forms. It was like the classic case of law of attraction, and I hadn't even heard of law of attraction. I just really wanted to be on this cruise, and I knew I was going to be there. Things just fell into place. I paid for the trip, and off I went, and it was life-changing. Going to the event, that was what made me realise I needed to run something like that here on dry land. But I met Jason Blum, who was so inspirational, and I said to him, you know, a couple of months later, I emailed him and said, can you please, would you come and do this? If I put an event together, would you come and be the main facilitator, like the main teacher? And he said, I would love to. And that was it. So I then started organising the event, and it all fell into place. It just all fell into place.
Today on Coast Arts, I'm talking to Lisa Butler. Lisa's a writer, music industry consultant and coach, and is the founder of the Australian Songwriters Conference. This is Coast Arts with Meredith Gilmore on Coast FM 963.
And you had also had other experience in the music industry. You were working for an artist, I think, and you've got event management experience in the hospitality industry and things like that. So it's kind of like a whole combination of all of your experience and skills before in your life came together.
That's right, exactly. When I was living on the North Coast, before I met Chris, so we're going back to early, mid-90s, I guess, I went to a show at Twin Towns with my mum. She was more interested in going to it than I was. It was a cabaret show. But the organiser of it was a woman called Jennifer Green, who, of course, turns out to be our amazing cabaret artist who lives here on the Central Coast and travels all over the world. And she had lived in America for quite a number of years and got involved with a Hollywood set. And she was bringing all of these amazing Hollywood legends out under her company, G'day Hollywood Productions. And I met her and I said, I want to write a song for you. Well, I never did write the song for her, but I kept in touch with her, and she had other artists coming out, Mickey Rooney and Van Johnson and all these incredible artists, actors who were also singers. And I said, can I help you when they come here? Is there anything I can do to help you? And she was so sweet. She said, yes, of course. And so whenever any of these artists came up, I would help Jennifer. And then I said to her, I would love to come and work for you full time. And she said, I can't really afford to do that. And I said, I've got money saved because I've been working And so I came back down to the coast and worked with her as her personal assistant, and I learned about stage production and all the business side of working with the clubs, and it was fabulous. I've just been so blessed to have these people come along in my life who have been amazing teachers. I've learned so much about this industry from so many different angles. And now, of course, I'm in a position to pass that knowledge on, you know, which is wonderful. I love being able
and,
to do
and
that.
You, and you top that off with doing a certificate in professional coaching, so kind of life coaching. So you're really putting that into a proper structure for people when you're working with them?
Yes, I am, but I also work quite intuitively. Mm. Yeah, I've got the certificate and I've done that, the coaching course, and it's been a fabulous help. And I use a lot of the tools that I learned in that. But I do work very intuitively with my clients, because creative people, I mean, we're all unique, but creative people have an extra special uniqueness about them. And so I approach everyone a little bit differently. Yeah. I work in three main areas when I'm coaching, like career coaching, music career coaching. You know, we look at the skills. You know, do they have the skills? Do they need more skills in whatever area of music they're working in? So the craft side of things. And then there's the business aspect of a career. And that's a biggie. That's probably the biggest for all of the creative people that come to me for coaching, because being creative, we just want to do what makes us feel good, whether it's the music or the, you know, whatever. We don't want to be sitting down business and doing bookkeeping and doing and being business people, but it's not called the music business for nothing. No. It is a business, and we have to approach it like a business. So that's a real challenge for a lot of musicians and performing artists that come to me. And then, of course, there's the personal aspect, you know, what drives us as people and what our personal roadblocks are that are stopping us from gaining the success or gaining the goals and dreams that we're trying to reach.
I'm talking to Lisa Butler today on Coast Arts, and Lisa is a writer and music industry consultant and coach. Now, let's talk about your writing, because that's something you're really focusing on at the moment, isn't it, Lisa? So you're writing a book, it's a non-fiction book, and it's really very much based on a lot of your experiences, isn't it, and kind of putting that into a structure to give people something to think about.
It is. It's not a biography. It's a book that's based on a set of statements, like a code of conduct that I say came through me around 1998. At the time, I called it Guidelines to a Successful Life. And it was published in a little local New Age magazine, which was nice, but nothing really happened with it. And then 2008, I approached my publisher with it, because I write poetry for a publishing company, for a greeting card company. And they also do merchandise like posters and so on. And so I sent them this Guidelines to a Successful Life to see if they'd like to put it on a poster, and nothing happened with it. And it was interesting. I thought, well, I know that there's more that's got to happen with this thing, but I just don't know what to do with it. So I put it aside for the time being and moved on with other things. And it was only, it was about several months ago, and I thought, you know, those statements could be chapters for a book. But how would that work? And when I looked at the statements, something happened where the word constitution came up within a matter of hours, several times within a matter of hours. And I looked at it and I thought, yeah, you know, these statements are like articles of a constitution for the United States of Being is what I end up calling the book, which I'm still writing. I haven't finished the book yet. But yes, they're like articles of a constitution and a code of conduct. But they're very loving and compassionate and positive. There's no you must do this and you must do that. Yeah. What I'm doing with each of those statements or articles is I'm writing what they mean to me, how I've utilised that statement, and how it's helped me along the path. But I'm also including some of my poetry in that book. So, that, you know, in line with each chapter, there'll be a poem and just little anecdotes about things that have happened in my life, music stuff as well. I think the book will appeal to creative people, but it'll also appeal to people who've been through the same things that I've been through with depression and addiction and compulsion and all sorts of things. So hopefully the book will inspire them. Realise that no matter how tough life can get, we can get through it, and this Constitution is like a navigational tool to help us do that. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what readers think of the book when it's completed.
Fantastic. Well,
very inspiring, Lisa, and you're reaching out for another dream there with finishing that book. And I think particularly the Australian Songwriters Conference, I really hope that you find that, or that sponsorship comes to you and there can be another one of those. And if there's anyone out there who's interested in talking to Lisa about these things, how do they get in contact with you, Lisa?
My email is info@lisabutlermusic.com. I'm on Facebook, Lisa J Butler. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter, so people can connect
with me. Lisa's a big social media, very good at social media, so that's something else. If people want to get any ideas about that, they might be able to get some help from you there.
Absolutely. It's become part of our daily lives and we should use it to its fullest potential.
Now, the other thing that people might just want to look out for is you've run a few smaller events this year, one called Musos Connect, another one, a song critiquing kind of workshop, and that was in the clearing in Woi Woi. So also just keep a lookout on your Facebook and website for those things.
Yes, absolutely. Any events that I run, I always tweet and Facebook them, and I usually put up events on Facebook as they come along. And once my new website is done, we'll have an events calendar there as well. Great. So, yes, I'm hoping to run another songwriting critiquing session soon because they're always so beneficial to writers, and I love doing them. And, yes, the Writers Connect was great because I basically put all of my coaching tools into one day and with a group. And I'd love to do another one. Hopefully we'll do one in the near future.
Well, thanks again, Lisa. It's been great to catch up with you. We've had a really great talk today. Before we came on air, we even had a great talk. I've been talking to Lisa Butler, who's a Central Coast-based writer and music industry consultant and coach. So thanks again for your time on Coast Arts today, Lisa.
You're very welcome. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You're on Coast Arts with Meredith Gilmore on Coast FM 963, Central Coast Community Radio.